disaster, and it happened.
And Mark Stone, I mean, he would be the first one to tell you. I mean, he's the captain of the team. He wears the C on his chest, and he didn't play that well.
And I was listening to the post-game news conference, and he said, I had to be better, and I wasn't, and I got to take responsibility. And to his credit, he took responsibility.
I appreciate the honesty, but we wish he would have played better, too.
Oh, I know. Stay with us. Coming up, Jesse Turner, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1, civil rights leader, homeless activist. What does he think of the 22-and-a-half-year sentence for Derek Chauvin? We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Despite some rainy times during the day, search teams continuing the daunting task, moving through the rubble of that collapsed condo in Florida. Correspondent Terry Spencer says right now, the current number of missing people is really just a guess.
There's 159 people who could have been in the building who they can't find. It doesn't mean that there are actually 159 people dead in the debris. It could be, but it could also mean that somebody is just out of pocket and can't be reached. But that's the best number they have right now. But they've been telling us that these numbers are just mostly estimates.
At any given day of the hour, firefighters, along with other teams and even canine crews, are working nonstop. Thus far, there have been 4 confirmed deaths. In the meantime, President Biden says he has been in close contact with officials in Florida and assures them they will receive the assistance they need. Also at townhall.com, former Vice President Mike Pence sharply defending his role in certifying the results of the 2020 election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
Pence said he was proud of his decision on January 6th to reconvene the Congress after the Capitol riot and fulfill his constitutional duty. Speaking at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, he declared there's almost no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Pence warned that if we lose faith in the Constitution, we won't just lose elections, we'll lose our country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd. With good behavior, he could be paroled after about 15 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief. For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Thousands of people turned out to welcome the newest mega resort, the $4.3 billion Resorts World Las Vegas, the first new hotel casino on the Strip since 2010. Paris Hilton shouted out Vegas is back as she appeared as the surprise guest artist of the night on the decks of the Resorts World pool. The most technologically advanced resort ever features keyless hotel room entry via Bluetooth connection and a cashless casino floor with gamblers using digital wallets to play slot machines and table games. Well, the Centers for Disease Control has issued what it calls a final extension to its nationwide ban on evictions. The hotly debated order was scheduled to end next week, but will now expire on July 31st. The CDC Director, Rochelle Walensky, said the extension is intended to be the final one for the moratorium. Well, the Vegas Golden Knights lost to Montreal 3-2 in overtime in Game 6 of their semifinal series. Despite spending big bucks during the offseason and tying Colorado for the most points during the season, the Knights exited the playoffs at the same place last season. That's right, the Canadiens advanced to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 1993.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Congestion through the Spaghetti Bowl right now. 515 eastbound at Main Street. Reduced speeds through the resort area of Interstate 15. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour in both directions. And slow flows to 15 westbound at Green Valley.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can actually increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Always good to have Jesse Turner on. He brightens up the show every time he is on. He joins us. He is a GOP candidate for Congress in District 1. He is also a civil rights leader, a homeless activist, stand-up comedian. Man, I tell you, the business card keeps getting more and more crowded. Jesse, how you doing? And you staying cool?
Yes, I'm staying cool. I'm doing great.
Outstanding.
But I just want to say something.
Yeah.
As far as being a civil rights leader or a homeless activist, or even being a stand-up comedian, longer than that, I've been a politician. I started at 19 years old with Ronald Reagan. That's over 40 years ago.
Wow.
I was one of the first black Americans in South Central running around debating the qualities of conservatism in a community where every single person was a Democrat. So, I'm a civil rights leader. I've been that maybe 30 years. I'm a homeless activist, maybe 5 years since the Democrats flooded my city with homeless people. I'm a stand-up comedian maybe a couple of years because everybody knows I'm extremely hilarious and funny. But for the last 40 years, I've been a politician. So, yes, the card is big, but I probably should just start leading off it because that's why I feel I'm qualified to take her. I'm a Mason in the union. I'm a journeyman marble Mason. That doesn't necessarily qualify me to take out Dina Titus. What qualifies me is my 40 years of being a Republican politician.
You know, I was thinking about this, and really I think about him all the time, Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, whenever there's a critical issue that's out there, the infrastructure bill that apparently they have some sort of initial bipartisan agreement on. I always think of what would Rush say about this. Your thoughts on the passing of Rush and what we're missing?
Well, I started listening to Rush when I was like in the 90s. I was in my 30s. And working here in the union, I was working for Superior. A shout out to Superior Tyler and Mike Smith. And we would listen, mostly black people would listen to, you know, music at lunch, but I would listen to Rush at lunch. And then the brothers would ask me, why are you listening to him, what he's saying? And I would say, I'm not just listening to what he's saying, because you know I'm a conservative. I'm listening to how he's saying it. So, you know, like with the infrastructure bill, me and you talked about this last week. Mitt Romney had no business negotiating this. I said this last week, this is going to be a catastrophe. They're negotiating a bill with him and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski had come out and said, this is the biggest infrastructure bill ever. It's $1 billion. But what? Then Joe Biden came out and told the truth. You know, this is the open door to reconciliation. This is Bernie Sanders' communist $6 trillion bill that we have this cabal of fools led by Mitt Romney. This is what, you know, would do without a debate. What Rush taught me when I was young from listening to him, that this is an arena. People always say, why are you talking about the arena? Well, I can't take that. That would be plagiarism. I got that from Rush. You know, politics is the arena of ideas and ideology. Well, we come in and we debate these ideas. And what happened now is the Democrats don't have to debate. They hide behind the media and the tech companies. And I think what we're missing with Rush is dragging their butt into the arena and making them debate. Because free market capitalism is always going to be communism. American sovereignty is always going to win an invasion of illegal workers who's illegally coming in our country. Illegality will always lose to faith and righteousness. So Rush is very well missed now, and I miss somebody said, okay, let's stop jumping outside the rings with these fools. That's where they want us, and bring them into the arena of ideas and debate. And since he's passed away, I think a lot of us has jumped out of the arena. But I'm like a gladiator, and I learned a long time ago, you become an arena about ideas and debate with me. I'm going to teach conservatism, and I'm going to be off with any conservative or communist or liberal or whoever they are in this arena. I'm going to be off with their head.
Let me just ask you, you brought up the notion of debates. Have you asked Dina Titus for a debate or debates?
No Democrat can debate me. The debate is the arena. That's what Rush was talking about. Obama can't debate me. Maxine Waters can't debate me. Dina Titus is a lightweight. When she jumped into the arena, the Rush Limbaugh arena debate, I wish one any Democrat would. That's why they fear me. I told you, I'm actually a very serious politician. I'm a historian. I can make that list longer because I've studied. I worked to get here. for 40 years. So I'll put my 40 years up against anybody in debate. They're hiding behind the media. That's where Rush was saying. We need to drag their butt from behind where they hide them and bring them into the arena of debate. And because none of them, their ideology has failed all over the world. You could beat a communist just by saying Greece and Venezuela. Debate over.
Wow. Jesse Turner joining us, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He is a civil rights leader, homeless activist, and so much more.
A politician
and a journeyman mason, and did I miss anything? There's stand-up comedian, whatever. Hey, Jesse, I got to ask you, though, because today Kamala Harris, after 93 days, the administration sent her to the southern border. She spent all of 5 hours. What could she have learned in 5 hours that she didn't know when she jumped on Air Force Two?
She's too stupid to learn anything in 5 years, 5 days, 500 years. Illegal immigration, like we talked last week, is segregation. Kamala Dingbat Harris is one of the biggest segregationists in America, especially the black men. This illegal work invasion hurts black men more than anybody. And like I said, illegal immigration is segregation, not just to black people, to any American who don't speak Spanish and has to assimilate to the illegal workforce. But if you're American and you don't feel like you have to assimilate to an illegal workforce, you can get segregated. I tell you, I have segregation here in Las Vegas from Dina Titus to people like Kamala Harris through illegal immigration. And I don't care if you're the best painter in the world. You could paint your house. You could paint walls. You could be as white as Joe Biden. If you try to get a job or one of these illegal pay crews that's taking over, or even a crew that calls itself American crew where they got all illegals working on it, they're segregating against America. So Kamala Harris is too stupid to know she's a segregationist. What the heck has she learned going down to the border for 5 seconds?
Well, speaking of going down to the border, next Wednesday, former President Donald J. Trump is going to be going to the border. I can't wait to see what he comes away with. I imagine the tour he gets will be a lot different than the one Kamala Harris got today in El Paso.
Do you know what happened a year ago around about this time, what was happening?
No.
You remember St. John's Church
during
the George Floyd murder? When, like, George Floyd got murdered. And like a lot of black men, to me, I looked at it like it murdered them on TV. But I have no thought of going out rioting. I have no thought of going out burning stuff down. But at this time a year ago, President Trump came out after they tried to burn down St. John's Church and came out and gave the greatest speech in American history and the greatest speech on leadership. He walked out and stood in front of St. John's Church in Washington, where they tried to burn it down, and stood in front of that church with a Bible. And he didn't say one word. And in that speech, he gave the greatest speech in history and the greatest demonstration of leadership. And what he was sending in that message, where he never said one word, is that just be like me and just stand behind the Bible. And what we're doing is we're losing our faith. And the reason President Trump was a good leader because he led in a way that we probably couldn't see until we kind of step back and think about it. But to me, that was one of the best moments of his presidency, when he stood there with that Bible and didn't say one word. And to me, for the rest of my life, that would be the greatest speech I've ever heard in politics.
And yet, folks on the left accused him of clearing a path for him by moving protesters. The inspector general said no, that's not the way it was. He didn't do that, the former president was vindicated just very recently.
Well, they said it was a photo op. They said it was a photo opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, to me, you can call it whatever you want, but like I said, it was actually a real opportunity for Americans to understand where the party got to go next. The party has to go in a nonviolent civil rights movement of faith behind the Bible. And so, you know, every day we see violence and everything on TV everywhere. That's what communists want. And what the president was doing was leading without having to say a word and saying, hey, he didn't stand in front of the Bible. He didn't stand on top of it like no secular progressive communist or try to burn it. He stood behind the Bible. And that's a message. He didn't have to say anything. And if you had a heart enough to listen, you could have heard those silent words and saying the movement has to stand behind faith, has to be peaceful, has to be nonviolent. And it has to be about civil rights for everybody, because now Laura Lightfoot and the black communist woman is the biggest civil rights violators in the history of almost America. This black communist woman and the Communist Party is the new Jim Crow.
I want to ask you about some breaking news. The Department of Justice suing the state of Georgia. The new voting bill that they unveiled and they passed through the legislature, signed by the governor, and now the Department of Justice today announcing that they are suing the state of Georgia. What do you make of that?
I just talked to you last week about Merrick Garland coming for revenge. Remember, he had 100 days now to label every Republican as a domestic terrorist. He was a part of this Romney infrastructure bill. He was just on TV the other day. He's coming back for revenge. But this is the party of the Democrat communist black women, so I'm not worried about Merrick Garland. Do you know who Kristen Clark is?
No.
She was the black lady standing next to him. She's the head of the Civil Rights Department.
Oh, yes, yes. I saw her today.
Oh, she states the Negroes of steroids, crack, and a little bit of everything else, like ecstasy you could mix in it. She's gone crazy. And so as the head, the new head of the Civil Rights Division in America is, just came on TV and said, we just elected Joe Biden and Kamala Harris through the black vote. Through the black vote of the Democrat communist black women of color, people of color. And now all of a sudden, the black vote is under attack. They expect people to be so stupid that they could come out and say the only reason Joe Biden's in office because black people put him there through the communist black woman. And now, Kristen Clark come out with this thing back. Merrick Garland is saying that they're going to sick the Department of Justice on the Republican Party because they're hurting black people who just elected the dumbest black woman as vice president in history. This is why I'm a comedian. They write their own jokes.
Jesse Turner joining us. He is a GOP candidate for Congress and a great stand-up comic. More coming
and
up from
politician.
And a politician.
Master politician.
Master politician. Jesse Turner. We'll talk about violence in America and how we fix what is a growing problem in major American cities, including cities here in Nevada. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. I was just in there a couple of nights ago. Had a load of fun. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Jesse Turner joining us, continuing our visit. He's a GOP candidate for Congress. CD1 wants to unseat Dina Titus. I know one of the growing problems in America, Jesse, is violence. Our cities are awash in greater violence. What is it that Dina Titus is not doing? What is it the Democrats are not doing that is sparking this spike of violence in America? Why is it happening, and how do we fix it?
They want us to ask that question, what are they not doing? But the appropriate question is, what are they doing to create the violence on purpose? I think we're missing communism. This violence is deliberate. It's the reason why Chicago is so violent. It's the reason why Baltimore and Ferguson is so violent. Kevin, you familiar with consent decree?
Oh, yeah.
You know these cities have consent decrees, right?
From the Department of Justice.
Exactly. Right back to the Department of Justice. So why would we need more violence in cities? For a consent decree. And most people don't understand that. What it is a government takeover, a police department. So they need violence everywhere so they can have consent decrees and take over the police. Communists need to control everything in the country, even the police. And so what happens is race theory. Everybody's talking about critical race theory. Critical race theory is to make you hate your own race. In Chicago, critical race theory works perfectly on black people. That's why black people are killing each other. And it's so stupid you hear people on TV trying to get clicks because I guess it's good for ratings, and they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Critical race theory is going to teach black people to hate white people. If you hear somebody black say that, they're just stupid. Because critical race theory in Chicago is about black people killing each other. It was about black people killing each other so fast, they don't got time to hate white people. Black babies need bulletproof breath. So how are you going to teach for people to so critical race theory is about making young white people hate their parents. Coming home after you gave them everything in the world and spoiled them, and love them and come up and say, I hate you. Because you sent them to some college that told them they're supposed to hate other white people. And I think we miss critical theory, the Frankfurt critical theory. I don't think we understand Herbert Rakakis, who wrote it in the 60s. And I think we need to kind of, before we start talking about something, at least understand it. This is a professor's dream. And so, the violence is deliberate so that they can